Hello and welcome into Hour 2 of the game. I'm Tyler Dreiling, joined by Grant Flanders for the next hour. John and Mitch on their way over to Manhattan High School. MHS basketball, boys and girls tonight in action against the Emporia Spartans. MHS girls coming off of a thrilling buzzer-beating victory earlier this week against Washburn Rural. The boys will be trying to bounce back from their first Centennial League defeat of the season. In this hour, we'll have more conversation about K-State and West Virginia coming up tomorrow. K-State trying to bounce back from its loss to Kansas earlier in the week. West Virginia trying to still solidify its spot as an NCAA tournament team. Don't think the Mountaineers are in any sort of trouble, but the computers don't like them quite as much as the polls do. So they're not quite there yet, and they may be thinking about other things when K-State visits WVU Coliseum tomorrow as West Virginia plays at Kansas on Big Monday, a couple days after that. So we'll talk about that matchup, especially Kamau Stokes, K-State's point guard, who has made a lot of positive strides over the course of this season. Definitely a better player than he was a year ago, and there's no better time to talk about him than before he goes up against the team that you need a good point guard for more than maybe any other opponent, a team that likes to pressure you the way that West Virginia does. He did a very nice job in the first game against the Mountaineers when K-State won at Bramlage Coliseum. We'll also finish off the show with You Can't Be Serious at 550. If you want to give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350 is the number to call. We are going to start with some talk about Kamau Stokes and K-State and West Virginia. They start at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning from WVU Coliseum on ESPN, 16-8 K-State against 19-5 West Virginia. Here in just a few minutes, you'll hear Kamau Stokes when he met with the media earlier this week, what he has to say about his improvement over the course of this season and where his mind is at and his team's mind is at moving forward. K-State, another team trying to solidify its spot as an NCAA tournament team. When I was looking at Kamau's numbers from this year earlier, the thing that stood out to me that I actually did not realize is that Kamau Stokes has scored in double figures in every game for K-State since they played Washington State on December 10th. It has been a long time since he has not scored in double figures for K-State. That doesn't mean that he has played great in all of those games since then. I mean, he certainly has had some games where he has not shot the ball very well. Just looking down the list here, he went 2-for-8 in the home game against Baylor, including 2-for-7 from three-point range. He wasn't great, despite being K-State's second-leading scorer against KU earlier this week. He was only 5 of 19 from the floor. That is the most shots that he has taken in any game this year, but he did make 5 out of K-State's 8 three-pointers in the game. I think that the biggest thing that he's improved on is not his shooting, but just his vision and his ability to distribute the basketball. He's averaging about 4.5 assists a game. That's a solid clip for a sophomore point guard and one that plays on a team where you can get assists from other places than just the point guard. I mean, we've seen that Wesley Awundu is able to distribute the ball. Barry Brown is able to distribute the ball. Corby Irvin has been able to come in and do some nice things. So you're not asking him to be like Monte Morris, for example, with Iowa State, who has the absolutely incredible assist-to-turnover ratio. He's not going to be an all-Big 12 kind of player for you, but you need him to use a football term, you need him to quarterback your offense and keep from making the really big mistakes. And for the most part, this season and in Big 12 play, he's managed to do that. There are some exceptions, the late turnover against Iowa State when K-State was down by 2. That was certainly a bad mistake, and there are a couple others in there as well. But I would say that from last year to this year, you'd be hard-pressed to find very many other players on this team that have improved more than Kamau Stokes, and that is a pretty good indication that K-State's program may be trending in a little bit more positive direction than some people out there want to believe.
Yeah, I think one of the things I've noticed from Kamau Stokes from year one to year two is his look for his shot. He's been very aggressive this year, and sometimes that has bit the team, but for the most part, it's been a great thing just because sometimes K-State as we've seen in the past, has struggled to find someone who's really going to be aggressive like him. He's gone out and he's been shooting the ball a lot, and I like to see that from a guy that I know can knock down the three-pointer like Kamau Stokes.
I mean, think of it this way. We've talked so much about the inconsistency with K-State, not only as a team, but with individual players, not having any idea if Dean Wade is going to score 20 points or 2 points, mm-hmm. if Xavier Sneed is going to score 16 points or 4 points. You can go on and on and on with that list. So I think it does say something that Kamau has actually managed to score in double figures, again, in every game since the Washington State game. So that's all of your games in Big 12 play, plus Gardner-Webb and Colorado State at the end of non-conference play. He's the only guy, at least off the top of my head, that can actually make that claim that he has had a little more consistency just in his scoring output. And it's even been on an uptick here over these last three games or so. It wasn't a losing effort, but he scored 21 points against TCU in that loss last week, and then 15 against Baylor and 16 against KU. So that has raised his points per game average from 11.5 to 12.3. I think there's something to that. And we're now going to hear from Kamau Stokes, who met with the media earlier this week to talk about where K-State is at as a team and where he's at as a player right now. Here's what he had to tell us at the basketball training facility.
It's pretty much a byproduct of what's happening in the games. You know, I'm taking all the shots when I get them, you know, and making plays for my teammates as well. So I feel like it's a byproduct of what's going on in the game and me being aggressive.
I know you've never really considered yourself a true point guard, but are you learning the position better and knowing how to?
Yeah, I'm definitely learning it a lot better, you know, especially coming off my injury, like I've been reiterating over and over. Gave me time to learn and see things. You know, so I'm finding it easy, a lot easier to do that.
What is your approach to point guard?
My approach to the point guard position is just to be that coach and leader on the floor. You know, for us to execute when we need to, and basically control the game. You know, we want to play it out at our own pace. Sometimes things are forced, and that's my fault as well. But me as a point guard is just to control the game and play how we want to play.
Coming into games, do you have an ideal number of points versus assists you'd like to have, or an ideal ratio there? I mean, other than 100 and 100.
Well, yeah. of course, you know, the ideal, you don't want to have no turnovers. That's my main goal every game, no turnovers. Probably want to, given that I've done it before, probably like 16-6, hopefully. Okay. That's the ideal of what I'm looking for, you know. But based on how the game is going, you're not going to get that every time. You know, you got to take what they give you.
What led to you guys having so much success turning them over the first time that you played them?
Our energy, you know. We pressured them the same way they pressure a lot of people. And I feel like that's the key to us winning.
Does that give you, I guess, how much confidence does that give you guys going into this game?
It gives us a whole lot of confidence. You know, we've already been a team that's been pretty good taking care of the ball. I feel like going into this game, we have to make that our main focus so they can't get easy points.
When you were hurt, did you get the opportunity to do any kind of special exercises on your shot or anything? Did you focus on any other areas?
Just constant repetition, you know. I was shooting a lot. That was pretty much the only thing I could do, stand there and shoot. And our constant repetition, you know, I was able to get in the gym a lot and just focus on my form.
Coach mentioned the KU game. Maybe you guys got a little impatient at the end. Mm-hmm. In a game like West Virginia, is there a danger of going too fast when both teams are trying to play defense and turn you over?
There's not really a danger of going too fast, I would say. It's a danger of being out of control. You know, a lot of teams, when they play them, they get out of control and they panic. Right? Against them, you just can't panic. You have to stay poised and just play basketball, because that's pretty much all they allow you to do.
What do you think it'll take to get this team scoring at a higher clip when you run half-court sets?
Movement. You know, we get stagnant a lot, and I feel like by us moving, we'll be able to get them moving, get the defense moving, and create easy opportunities for us.
When you're in the position that you guys are in with the NCAA tournament, is it hard not to look too much at projections, you know, as you go along through the season?
We really don't want to focus on that. You know, we want to take it one game at a time. The next game is always the most important game. And then that'll eventually lead up to the tournament, and we'll deal with it when we get there.
Why do you think you guys have struggled to defend the three during Big 12 play?
Oh, man. We've been talking about that, and just our ball pressure. You know, sometimes we get a little lazy, don't close out hard enough, and give team open shots the same way we take them when they give them to us. So we just got to focus on little things on defense to help that.
So that's Kamau Stokes when he met with the media at the basketball training facility earlier this week. And I think you heard some positive things from him. He does sound more like a leader on this team than he did a year ago, certainly. And he's taken some responsibility, taken it upon himself to make this K-State offense better. And K-State's offense is still struggling in the half court, but it has overall been a better offense than it was a year ago, and certainly much better in transition. And Kamau Stokes is definitely a part of that. He is one of the guys that you can depend on to grab a couple steals for you over the course of a game, start to get some of those runouts that lead to those transition baskets. And that's how K-State has been able to find success. When they have gone on big runs, it's been because they've forced turnovers on the defensive end and they've turned them in to quick transition points. And that's exactly what Kamau Stokes is trying to do, and that's what K-State is going to have to do tomorrow if they want to upset West Virginia and Morgantown.
No doubt, Kamau Stokes, he's been playing really well this year. I'm just looking, 40%, over 40% from the three-point line. Mm-hmm. Improvement from last year, I think. And that surprises me a little bit just because, like I said, sometimes he's a streaky player. Sometimes he gets on a streak where he's missing buckets, but over 40% from the three-point line is something that will always help your team, and I think K-State or Kamau Stokes will be a huge piece if K-State wants to upset West Virginia in Morgantown.
He's got an assist-to-turnover ratio of 1.8 this year. That's not ideal. I mean, typically from your point guard, you would like to see that be in the 2.5 to 3 range at least, but again, and as you heard from some of that audio, he's really not supposed to be a point guard, or at mm-hmm. least that was not what he was doing at the high school level. He has had to make this a real learning curve. I mean, he's had to learn the job and learn how to do it, not just at the college level, but at the Big 12 level, you know, the best conference in college basketball, and that is not easy to do. And I think the fact that he's a sophomore should tell you that that's a pretty high ceiling that he has. If he's already made this solid jump from year one to year two, that moving forward as we get into his junior and senior year, he'll be able to get that assist-to-turnover ratio up into that 2.5, 3, something like that. If he can continue to shoot the three ball as well as you mentioned, I mean, you mentioned shooting 41% from beyond the arc this year. That makes you a really legitimate threat, not just distributing the basketball, but scoring the basketball. For reference, by the way, against West Virginia in that win against the Mountaineers earlier this year, he had 15 points, only had 3 assists in that game, but he also had 3 steals. He was solid at the free throw line, going 6 for 8, including some pretty big ones late in that game. He was 4 for 12 from the field. Wasn't his best shooting performance, but again, when you're playing West Virginia, your point guard is doing so many things that they're not doing against most other teams, and it is an exhausting 40 minutes to say the absolute least, and I thought that he did a serviceable job for K-State in that game as they were able to beat West Virginia once. Can they do it twice? That's what we're going to have to wait and find out tomorrow morning. 11 o'clock is tip-off from Morgantown. We'll have coverage starting at 10 o'clock from the K-State Sports Network after Scoreboard Saturday. Going to go to our first break of this second hour. MHS basketball is coming your way at 6 o'clock. MHS at home against the Emporia Spartans, both the boys and the girls tonight. When we come back, we'll do a rundown of the other Big 12 action tomorrow. Of course, all 10 teams will be on the hardwood. A couple of matchups that will help to sort out which Big 12 teams are headed to the dance and which ones will likely be on the outside looking in. You're listening to The Game on News Radio KMAN.